2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 5. Sa aklat tayo ng 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 5. And the Bible says, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, "Sapagkat hindi namin ipinangangaral ang aming sarili, kundi si Kristo Jesus bilang Panginoon. At kami ay inyong mga lingkod dahil kay Kristo." So, ang Kristyanismo ay hindi ho teori, hindi teorya patungkol kay Kristo. Hindi yung ito ay mga rules and regulations patungkol kay Jesus Christ na makukuha natin sa pamamagitan ng ritual o ceremony o sa paggawa ng kung ano-ano pang mga bagay, pagsindi ng kandila, paggamit ng usok, wala ho tayong ganun. Dahil ang Kristyanismo ay hindi sa materiales na bagay. Ang tunay na Kristyanismo ay na kay Kristo mismo. Christianity is not about theory, it's not about rituals and religious ceremony. Christianity is not a set of rules and regulations compiled by ecclesiastical orders and ceremonies and rituals and prescriptions that are written in a rule book. Christianity is not a system of religious behavior or thinking. Christianity is not found in candles and smoke and external material things. Christianity is Jesus Christ. It is Jesus, knowing Him, knowing Jesus, you personally knowing Him in your heart, trusting in Him. You have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That is Christianity. Christ is Christianity. Hindi ho pwedeng maging Kristiyano ang tao dahil religyoso siya. Religious people, being religious is not Christianity. Nicodemus is a good example. We looked at him in the past messages. Christianity is having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, understanding that He is the Son of God, that He is the Lamb of God, that He is sacrificed for our sins. He's the substitute. We should have been sacrificed. We should pay for our sins' debts and our sins' payment in an eternity in a lake of fire. But because Jesus steps in, but because Jesus intervenes, we are no longer under the condemnation and wrath of God, but through Jesus Christ, we are saved. I mean, we're redeemed. We're justified. We're adopted into the family of God by faith through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jesus of the Bible is different from the Jesus of man's religion. Man made up his own Jesus. Compare Jesus to Buddha. There is people who believe in Buddha and they find peace in the teachings of Gautama Buddha. But Buddha is still in the grave. He's still buried and he has not resurrected because God did not accept his teachings. There are people who believe in Confucius. May mga Chinese na naniniwala sila kay Confucius. Very confusing. To believe in Confucius. What confusion is that? But even Confucius himself is still in the grave. There are those who believe in Muhammad, like our Islamic friends, our Islam friends. They believe in Muhammad, in the teachings of Allah. But Muhammad is still in the grave. In fact, isa sa mga highlights ng buhay ng Muslim ay makapag-travel sa Mecca para madatnan nila ang bangkay ni Muhammad. So Muhammad is still in the grave. But what about Jesus Christ? Oh, where is Jesus' body? Where is the DNA? Where is the blood cells, the corpuscles? Where can we find the body and the blood of Jesus Christ? It is not here on earth anymore. Jesus resurrected from the dead. And so everyone who trusts in Jesus is accepted by the Heavenly Father, is on his way to heaven because of a risen Savior. His sacrifice was acceptable to the Father. And God was pleased at the sacrifice of his Son. The only Savior that God sent us is Jesus Christ. Imagine, if there was any other way to be saved, then God would have provided that way. But he only made one provision, and that is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. One way to heaven. Isa lang ang daan patungo sa langit, at ang daan na yan ay si Jesucristo. There is only one way to heaven, and this way is Jesus. Mary Baker Eddy, yung babae na nangangaral back in the early 1900s, nagtaguyod siya ng sarili niyang relihiyon, Christian Science. So hindi sapat ang dugo ng Panginoong Jesucristo, kailangan sumunod. Hindi lang sapat ang Bible, kailangan dagdagan pa yan ng rules ni Mary Baker Eddy. Ay, wala akong kaligtasan yon pag sumusunod ka doon. Si Charles Russell, nagsimula siya ng sarili niyang relihiyon. Natakot siya sa doktrina ng impyerno. Kaya ang turo niya, walang impyerno sa Bible. Now, meron ba tayong karapatan na palitan ng doktrina ng Bible? Eh, kahit na ayaw natin yung impyerno, pwede ba nating alisin? No, hindi ho pwede. Kasi sino ang nagturo ng impyerno? Mas marami pang beses pinag-usapan ni Jesucristo ang impyerno kesa sa langit. Kung ikumpara mo yung pagtuturo ni Jesus Christ, mas marami pa siyang sinabi patungkol sa dagat-dagat ng apoy sa impyerno kesa sa langit. So kung ang Panginoong Jesucristo ay naniniwala na meron talagang impyerno, kaya siya namatay para walang pumunta doon, wala ho tayong karapatan palitan yan. Eh si Charles Russell, sabi niya, wala raw ang impyerno. So ngayon, lahat ng sumusunod kay Charles Russell, ang tawag sa kanila, saksi ni Jehovah. At sa saksi ni Jehovah, walang impyerno. Kung halimbawa, hatulan ka ng Diyos, ang gagawin na lang sa'yo, alisin ng Diyos yung buhay mo na parang bula. Oop, wala ka na. No more. Pero sa Bible, pag hindi mo tinanggap si Jesus Christ sa iyong buhay, at hindi ka sumampalataya sa Kanya, buhay pa rin ho yung kaluluwa mo. Kaya lang, hindi sa langit, sa impyerno. At hindi ho pwedeng mamatay ang kaluluwa ng tao. Sabi ng Bible, pwedeng patay ng katawan, pero hindi pa pwedeng patay ng kaluluwa. So napakahalaga, huwag tayong sumunod sa tao. Sumunod tayo sa salita ng Diyos sa Bible. Si Joseph Smith, kilala ba ninyo si Joseph Smith? Tanyag yun sa US. 17 years old siya nung natuklasan niya na merong gintong mga salamin na sinuot niya para basahin ang mensahe ng Diyos sa bato. Binibisita siya ng isang anghel at pinapahayag ng anghel sa kanya kasi yung Bible hindi sapat. 17 years old ha? 17 years old. Sinusundan ng milyong-milyong mga tao ngayon. At ang turo niya ganito, ang Diyos, hindi siya nagsimula bilang Diyos. Siya ay nagsimula bilang tao. Tapos, naging Diyos siya. At ang nais niya na mangyari na lahat ng mga tao ay maging Diyos rin. So, sinong sumusunod sa 17-year-old na ito? Yung mga Mormons. Ayan ang doktrina ng mga Mormon. Kaya pag nakita ninyo yung elder, na? Elder so-and-so, kapatid, elder so-and-so. Anong elder? Wala. Inimbento lang, ginawa. No? Sa Bible nga ng Mormon, sinilang si Jesus Christ sa Jerusalem. Pero kung basahin mo yung Bible, saan sinilang si Jesus Christ? Bethlehem. Ay, hindi sila nakikinig sa kanta. Ano ba yan? Hindi sila nakinig sa Bible. Hindi sa kanta, sa Bible. Sumusunod ba tayo sa alid ng tunin ng mga Church of the Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints? No. Sa Bible nila, kapatid ni Lucifer, si Michael, si Jesus. Hindi nila alam, iba si Michael kay Jesus. At hindi, walang kapatid si Jesus. And furthermore, isa lang ang Diyos. Hindi ho pwedeng magkaroon ng maraming mga Diyos. At ang Diyos ay walang simula at walang katapusan. Pero yung Diyos nila na si Adam ay naging Diyos. Nagsimula bilang tao pero naging Diyos. Ang gulo. Eh siyempre, 17 years old yung gumawa niyan. Tapos meron pa siyang gintong salamin na ginamit niya. Saan kaya yon? Ano kaya nangyari doon? By the way, marami siyang asawa, hindi lang isa. May kaso pa nga yun ng rape. Oh, wag naman, Pastor Bill. Kawaw mo, wag kang manira ng ibang religion. Hindi ako naninira. Lahat ng sinasabi ko, factual. Kung naninira ako, di iba yung usapan natin. Hindi na ako nangangarap ng katotohanan. Okay? May mga papa, santo papa ng Catholic Church na sinasabi nila na sila si Kristo sa mundong ito. Sila ang tumatayo bilang Kristo sa mundong ito. Yung mga santo papa. Now, si Jesus Christ ba, never siya na, pagmasdan mo, nung si Jesus Christ ay nasa mundong ito, tinaas ba siya sa braso ng mga apostol at dinala kung saan-saan para magbasbas? Meron ba siyang ginto na nilagay sa kanyang daliri, sa kanyang kamay? Meron ba siyang korona na sinuot habang nasa mundo siya dito? Koronang tinik, meron. Hindi korona ng napakagandang crown ng obispo and whatever. Iba ho ang turo ng tao sa turo ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Merong yung isa nga, sabi ng isa, anghel siya na nagpapahayag ng katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos. At ang turo niya ay si Jesucristo ay tao lang. Hindi siya Diyos na nagkatawang tao. Iba ang turo nila, iba ang patakaran nila. Tao lang siya na isinugod ng Ama. So ibig sabihin, kaya palang buhayin ng tao ang kanyang kapwa-tao. Kaya niyang iligtas ang kanyang kapwa-tao. Bible ba yon? No. Tapos siya pa yung anghel ng Revelation. Yun ang talagang believe ako doon. Kasi, biro mo, Pilipino ang anghel sa Revelation, ha? Kala ko walang lahi yung mga anghel. Kasi hindi sila tao. Pero sa religion nila, yes. Yung magazine nga nila, pahayag. Sino yon? Felix Manalo. At yung mga manalista. Sabi nila, sila raw ang Iglesia ni Cristo. Ang Iglesia ni Cristo. Sa Bible, walang ang Iglesia ni Cristo. Sa Bible, ang mga Iglesia ni Cristo meron. Pero sa kanila, ang Iglesia ni Cristo, isa lang. Well, ang mga ang nakasulat sa Bible. Individual, autonomous, organized, local assemblies of baptized disciples. Yun ang Bible. And so, sumusunod ang napakaraming tao sa mga tao. Well, there's naman si, ano, yung Yumao kamakailan lang. Yung sabi niya, si Jesucristo ay at ang Ama ay hindi pantay. No, mas dakila ang Ama sa kadiyosan at yung anak maliit na Diyos. Ayun ang doktrina nila. Hindi, sa Bible, Santissima Trinidad, may Ama, Anak, Espiritu Santo. At hindi natin alam kung anong dahilan ng kanyang kamatayan. May mga nagsasabi pa nga, wag na lang, kasi baka chismis lang, hindi naman totoo. I don't know. Pero sumusunod ang napakaraming tao sa teaching ng tao. Now tayo, Baptist. At ang mensahe natin, eto sa verse number 5, we preach not ourselves. We do not preach ourselves. Hindi mo natin ipinapahayag ang sarili natin. Kung ako lang ang maging leader ng isang movement, ang dami kong gustong maging rules. Ha? Pero hindi ho, wala ho tayong karapatan para itaguyod yung sarili natin. But we preach Christ Jesus the Lord. Yan ang message natin. Ang message natin, huwag kang tumingin sa tao, tumingin ka kay Jesucristo. Amen? And Jesus Christ is the Savior, is the Lord, and that message hasn't changed. Hindi ho nagbago ang message natin. Sa kapanahunan ni Pablo, sabi niya, we preach Christ Jesus. Eh, ano yung message natin ngayon? Christ Jesus pa rin. Hindi ho nagbabago ang mensahe ng Bible. Ang tagal na nga ng message na ito, 2,000-year-old plus message, hasn't changed. We still preach Christ Jesus because the answer for today is still Jesus Christ. Hindi ho nagbago ang sagot ng langit sa COVID. Eh, bago yung COVID, pero yung lunas, luma na. Magpabakuna ka sa dugo ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Amen? Yon, bakuna, sigurado yon. Yung iba, ay malay ko kung ano. Dapat nga, maturok yung gumawa ng mga yon. So silang mauna. Anyway, that's just extra. So, hindi ho nagbago ang message ng Bible. Kaya ang Kristyanismo, hindi ho katulad ng ibang relihiyon. Hindi ho tayo may compare sa iba't ibang mga religion. Wala ho tayong interest na i-compare tayo sa ibang religion. Dahil ang habol natin ay si Jesus Christ. Ang message natin, si Jesus Christ. Pero Baptist tayo, ha? Mas marami kang pang maririnig patungkol kay Kristo kesa sa Baptist. Bakit? Kasi yung unang Baptist, alam mo yung sinabi niya? He must increase, I must decrease. Ano yung unang message ni John the Baptist? Behold the Lamb of God. Yan ang message ni John the Baptist. Yan pa rin ang message natin bilang Baptist. Hindi ho nagbago. At kaya tayo tinatawag na Baptist kasi hindi ho tayo nagbabaptize ng kahit sino at kahit ano. Yung iba nga, binabaptize nila yung mga pets nila. Meron ba yun? Ganon, Pastor? Yes! Yes! Meron ganon. Pwede ko bang ipabaptize yung aso ko, yung ibon ko? Kasi meron! I'm telling you the truth. Meron, ha? Si St. Francis of Assisi. Nagbaptize ng mga hayop yun. Pets. Pwede bang ibaptize yung mga pets? Sa Bible, hindi pwede. Bakit? Sino ang kandidato ng baptism sa Bible? Yun lang tumanggap sa Panginoong Jesucristo. Yung nagpapakita ng prutas ng pagsisisi at pananampalataya kay Kristo. So kung hindi ka sumasampalataya kay Kristo, kahit na ilublob ka sa tubig ng 3 araw, 3 gabi, hindi ka ligtas. Kahit napalitan mo yung apelido mo, sabi mong baptist ka, hindi ka ligtas. Dahil wala sa relihiyon ang kaligtasan, ito ay na kay Kristo lamang. Malinaw ba yon? Yes. Eh Pastor, Catholic ako. Lumaki akong Catholic. Okay lang. Basta alam mo na si Kristo ang tagapagligtas, hindi ang tao. Hindi ang mga santo, hindi yung mga papa, hindi yung mga relihiyon ng tao. Kung tunay na umaasa at nananalig ka kay Kristo lamang, ikaw ay ligtas sa biyaya at grasya ng Diyos, alang-alang kay Hesukristo. Eh pastor, hindi ako handa. No, hindi ako handa. Ayaw ko magpabaptize. Alam mo, kahit na hindi ka ibaptize, pupunta ka pa rin sa langit dahil sa grasya ng Diyos. Wala ako sa baptism ang usapan ng langit. Ang baptism ay unang hakbang ng mga ligtas upang sila ay sumunod sa Diyos. Inaayos ng baptism yung lakad ng Kristiyano. Enrollment po yun sa paglingkod sa Diyos. Para pagdating mo sa graduation day, meron kang gantimpala. Now, si Hesukristo ang natatanging persona ng Kristyanismo. Wala nang iba pang naisilang sa mundong ito na nagmula sa isang birhen at gawa ng banal na Espiritu ng Diyos maliban lang kay Jesus Christ. Wala na ho. Wala ang iba pang nabuhay sa mundong ito na hindi nagkasala maliban lang kay Jesus Christ. Wala nang iba pang namatay sa mundong ito na katulad ni Jesus Christ na siya ang nagsabi, ibinabawi ko yung buhay ko. It is finished. Alam mo, kung hindi binawi ni Jesus Christ yung buhay niya sa krus ng Kalbaryo, kahit anong gawin ng tao, hindi siya mamamatay. Bakit? Dahil siya ay kakaiba sa lahat. He gave his life on purpose. If he did not give his life, return his spirit to the Father, they can do whatever they want on his body. He will not die. Look at John chapter number 10, verse 17. There's no one like him. There's no one like Jesus. Jesus is unique. He's unique in his birth. He's unique in his purpose. He's uniquely sinless. Not like us. He is sinless. He's unique in his death. If he did not give his life a ransom, he would not die on, even on the cross, he would continue to live. But he gave himself. John chapter 10, verse 17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Verse 18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. So no man can take Jesus' life. If Jesus did not surrender his physical life on the cross, I mean, you can do anything you want to his body. He will continually live, because he is not like us. He is totally different. Kung gaano kalawak ang agwat ng langit sa lupa, ganito rin kalawak ang pagkakaiba ni Hesukristo sa lahat ng gawain. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Go over to Genesis, sa unang aklat ng Bible. Isa lang ang binhi ng Diyos na magliligtas sa atin. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Ito ang salita ng Diyos kay Satanas. Ito ang sinabi ng Diyos kay Satanas. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. Singular. Her seed. There's only one seed that God ordained to save us and to bruise the head of the serpent and to defeat the devil. There's only one unique seed, and it's the seed of the woman. Now, the seed in biology and in the Bible is always the man, but not this seed. This is the seed of the woman, the Bible says. And there's no one like him. There's only one, Jesus Christ. Sa buong Biblia, isa lang ang paksa ng Bible. Isa lang ang message ng Bible. And that is Jesus Christ. Go over to Luke chapter 24, verse 44. Kaya pala pinapahayag natin kada linggo si Jesus Christ. Kasi wala na ho tayong iba pang message kundi si Jesus Christ lang. Luke chapter 24 and verse 44. Luke chapter 24, verse 44. Luke 24, 24, verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms. Yan yung tatlong division ng lumang tipan ng Hebrew Bible. Okay? Merong batas ni Moises. Yan yung Genesis hanggang Deuteronomy. Tapos yung mga prophets, lahat yung mga propeta, Samuel, all the way to the major minor prophets. And the Psalms, yan yung mga tula. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. That's how the Old Testament scripture is divided into those sections. And it says, concerning me. So, sino ang paksa ng lumang tipan? Si Jesus Christ. Si Jesus Christ. Kaya kahit na pinabasa natin yung Exodus, umuwi pa rin tayo kay Kristo dahil siya ang paksa ng lumang tipan. Nakita natin yung dugo ng tupa na inialay nila sa kanilang pintuan. Ayun pala ilarawan ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Oh, if you can go back to Luke 24, take a time machine and get in that road to Emmaus and spend time with Cleopas and the friend of Cleopas or the person with Cleopas. And you sit down and listen to Jesus expounding in the scriptures the things concerning him. You would discover that the main theme of the Bible is Jesus Christ. The written word testifies to the incarnate word. And the word, written word and the incarnate word is the living word. Oh. So, si Jesucristo ang tanging dahilan kung bakit ang mga Kristiyano ay maaaring maging malinis. Alam nyo ba, Kristiyano, kailangan magpalinis tayo araw-araw? Now, sa Wednesday, pinag-aaralan natin yung prayer. Pinag-aaralan natin yung, give us this day our daily bread. Pero ano yung susunod? And forgive us our sins. And so kung kailangan natin ng daily bread, kailangan din natin ng daily forgiveness. So kaya saan natin makukuha yung daily forgiveness natin? Where do we find our daily forgiveness? In Jesus Christ. Look at John chapter 17, verse 17. John chapter 17, verse 17. Kaya Kristiyano, kung bulok ang ginagawa mo, ayusin mo na yan kasi meron kang lunas para hindi ka na mabuhay sa kabulukan. Ang lunas ay ang dugo ng Panginoong Jesucristo na naglilinis sa'yo. John 17 verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So Jesus is the truth, the way and the life, and we are sanctified through his truth. We can have daily forgiveness of sins, and we need it daily. By the way, just like we need daily bread, we need daily forgiveness. We'll talk about that some more on Wednesday. But this is why so many Christians are defeated. Kasi, ang layunin ng Diyos, magkaroon ka ng tagumpay sa ngayon. Hindi ho sapat yung tagumpay na binigay sa'yo ng Diyos kahapon. Tanong, kung natutukso ka, kung yung demonyo umiiral sa buhay mo araw-araw, di kailangan araw-araw din yung paglilinis natin, ang dedication natin sa Panginoon. Yeah, yan, pag nagsabi na, nagsimba ako ng linggo, okay na ako. Okay ka ba talaga sa isang linggo? Minsang beses ka lang nagsimba, tapos tulog pa yung iba, or hindi nagtitext or whatever. By the way, hindi pwede magtext dito habang nangangaral. Amen? Tama, sarado yung cellphone. Unless nag-share kayo. Heart. Dapat walang magulo, walang lumalakad. Alam nyo naman, magpipreaching ang pastor, gumamit na ng CR before, gumamit ng CR after, huwag gumamit habang. Amen? Maging maayos. Wala naman. So, hindi ko naman kayo sinusurpresa na parang hindi nyo alam na mga ngaral na magkakanta na tayo, oras na ang pagsamba. Binago ba natin? Meron ba tayong binago? 4 na taon na nga tayo dito. Ano ba yan? Surprise! Walang surprises. Sa lumang tipan, si Jesucristo ay ang parating na Messiah. Siya yung man of sorrows, sabi ng Bible. The suffering servant ng Isaiah 53. Sa bagong tipan, siya ang Messiah na dumating. Na ipinahayag ni John the Baptist ang kordero ng Diyos na nag-aalis ng kasalanan ng sanglibutan. Jesus is the answer. He is the Old Testament theme of the coming Messiah. He is the New Testament theme of the Messiah that came and is coming back. Sa gitna ng pag-uusig, alam niyo ba yung Bible, yung si John the Baptist, ang mensahe niya, Jesus Christ. Sa gitna ng pag-uusig ni Herod, ng gobyerno. Look at John chapter 1 verse 29. John chapter 1 verse 29. In the middle of persecution, John the Baptist preached Jesus Christ. It didn't change. His message didn't change. John chapter 1 verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. We still preach the same message. Amen. The apostles didn't change the message. Look at Acts chapter 5. Did the apostles change? Acts chapter 5. This will be about, a few months and year after Jesus Christ resurrected. They nailed him and he died and was resurrected according to the scripture. Look at Acts chapter 5, verse 42, when we find here Peter preaching, John preaching. Acts chapter 5, verse 42, And daily in the temple and in every house they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. That was the textbook. That was the theme, Jesus Christ. Did they change the message? Did the message change? John preached the Lamb of God. The apostles preached Jesus Christ. Did they preach something else? No, it didn't change, did it? When Philip preached, I wonder what he preached about. Look at Acts chapter 8. Maybe he came up with something better. Acts chapter 8, verse number 4. What did Philip preach? Well, let's see here. Acts chapter 8, verse 4. And therefore, when they were scattered abroad, preaching, went everywhere, preaching what? The Word. They were preaching the Word. Who is the Word? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with, and the Word was, and the Word was made, and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory as the glory of the Father. Hasn't changed. What did Paul preach about? When God saved Paul, made him into a missionary. Acts chapter 9. Go over to Acts chapter 9. What did Paul preach? He was just newly saved. One day he was persecuting the church. Now he's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he wants to preach. Well, Acts chapter 9 and verse number 20. Ano naman ang mensahe ni Pablo? Nagbago ba yan sa palagay niyo? Acts chapter 9, verse 20. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, and that he is the Son of God. Did Paul changed the message? Acts chapter 17. Go to Acts chapter 17, verse number 1. Acts chapter 17, verse number 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica. There was a synagogue of the Jews. Verse number 2. And Paul and his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. Did Paul change the message? No. Has the message changed? No. That's why we're not interested in the Watchtower Bible Tract Society. Hindi po tayo interesado doon. Kasi yung message nila, hindi na ho Jesus Christ. Hindi ho tayo mahilig sa, pahayag, awake. The message is not, kaya hindi ho tayo interested sa Book of Mormon. Nag-inimbento ng 17-year-old na merong gintong salamin.
Parang Elvis. Marami rin. Nakiapid din yon. Pati rin si Elvis, nakiapid din. Eh, hindi tayo na sumusunod sa tao dahil pinalitan nila ang emphasis, hindi na ho si Jesus Christ. Is there any other name? Look at Acts chapter 4. Has the name changed? No, it hasn't changed. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name, neither, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's not a name change. Not even the name change. Kaya hindi natin pinapalitan ito dahil wala tayong karapatan na palitan ang mensahe. Ang Kristyanismo ay patungkol kay Kristo. And it hasn't changed. Kaya pala, napaka matindi ang babala ni Apostol John. Tingnan mo ang 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. No wonder the Apostle John warned us so sternly concerning Jesus. Concerning Jesus. Listen to what John said in 1 John chapter 4. And it describes our day and age. 1 John chapter 4 verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world, and hereby ye know know ye the Spirit of God, even the Spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So, kaya pala, napakatindi ang babala ni John. Huwag niyong pakinggan lahat ng mga nagtuturo patungkol kay Kristo dahil hindi nila itinataguyod ang Kristo ng Biblia. Hindi porke ang tao ay relihiyoso siya ay ligtas o nagpapanggap na siya ay maka-Diyos. Dapat suriin mabuti kung ano yung tinuturo nila, kung ito talaga ay sumasang-ayon sa salita ng Diyos. Sa church natin, wala ho tayong iba pang message. Ito ang message natin. Si Jesus Christ, nung siya ay nasa mundo, sabi ng Bible, wala siyang anyo na kaaya-aya. Did you know that? Jesus Christ had nothing in him, in his physical stature. He wasn't tall, he wasn't dark, and he wasn't handsome. The Bible does not present Jesus as a Hollywood superstar. He is not a superhero comic figure. He is not the Italian Renaissance long-haired sissy, the bearded lady. Jesus Christ, according to the book of Isaiah 53, had nothing of beauty in him. There was nothing attractive, physically speaking, about the Lord Jesus Christ, except that he is the truth. That's the only thing he had going for him. He was the truth. He is the truth. And that is our church. We do not have anything here that is attractive, but we will follow the truth. And if you are interested in following the truth, then you join us. Because we will continue in the truth. Maiwan na yung mga ayaw sa katotohanan. Kung gusto nyo ng magaganda, yung mga sayaw-sayaw, yung ganyan, yung worship-worship na ganito, mga worship-worship na ganyan, yun ang napapanood natin sa TV, yung parang inaakyat nila yung antena nila para mahanap nila yung frequency ng glory. No? Kaya yung, kung gusto nyo yung mga ganyan, Hindi, huwag kayo dito. Kasi tayo dito, wala tayong ginagawa maliban lang ang katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos. Did you notice that? Did you notice that? We haven't changed. We're not gonna change. When the whole world is designing churches to look like a bar or a theater, ginagamit na po nila yung mga lights. No? Wala po, hindi ho masama na gumamit ng lights. Pero hindi tayo magtataguyod ng church na nagmumukhang cinema. Wala ho tayong demonstrative worship. Eh, pastor, pwede tayong mag-mime. Worship mime. We preach Christ, not ourselves. If you want to follow Christ, you follow the Bible. We're not here to entertain. Hindi ho tayo nandito para mag-entertain. Sabi nga sa akin ng isa, nung nag-start tayo, Pastor, magkaroon ka ng feeding ministry. Kasi pag may feeding ka, magkakaroon tayo ng revival. Alam mo, kung binuhay mo yung church sa pagkain, pag wala na yung pagkain, wala na yung church. Pero pag binuhay mo ang church sa katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos, kahit na mawala ang pastor, nandyan pa rin ang katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos at magpapatuloy ang church kahit na wala tayo. Amen? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? For we preach Christ, we preach not ourselves but Christ the Lord. We are not going to follow the world. We are not going to follow the rock culture of the world, the worldliness. Pastor, mas dadami ang tao kung huwag ka lang masyadong mahigpit. Huwag ka namang mangaral masyado ng Bible. Magano na lang tayo, magkape. Magkape tayo. Para ano? Mas dumami tayo. No, sa inyo na yung kape. But give me Jesus. You can keep your coffee. Give me Christ. And keep your entertainment. Jesus is not for entertainment. He is for salvation. And He is for service. Pastor, pray for me. I do not know the Lord as my Savior. Hindi ako sure na ako ay ligtas. Hindi ko kilala ang Panginoon sa aking buhay. Hindi ako sigurado na ako ay ligtas. Pero nais ko na tanggapin si Jesus Christ. Kung hindi ka pa tumanggap sa Kanya, pakitaas ng kamay. Alright, very good. Pastor, hindi ako perfect, pero nais ko na magpatuloy sa Panginoong Jesucristo. I want to continue with Christ. Let me see your hand. God bless you. I want to continue with Christ. Amen. Mawala na ang lahat, ako'y magpapatuloy kay Kristo. God bless you. That's good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the great privilege of knowing Christ as Lord and Savior. I pray your protection upon us, Lord. And I pray that we would live for you. I pray that we would honor and respect the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above the tradition and teachings of man, above the norm and above the rituals. Beyond all that, Lord, we truly desire a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Strengthen us, Lord, I pray. May Jesus be glorified. May many souls come to know Him as Savior, and that many would follow in His steps. We love you, Lord. Enable us now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.